This is VOA News, The Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. At least 52 people are killed, including 5 children, in a rocket attack on a train station in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk that is being used for civilian evacuations. That's according to the governor of the Donetsk region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky describes Russia as an evil with no limits after the attack and calls for a firm global response. U.S. President Joe Biden accuses Russia of being behind the attack, calling it a horrific atrocity, while France's foreign minister deems it a crime against humanity. Russia's defense ministry accuses Kyiv of carrying out the attack, saying it wanted to use fleeing residents as a human shield to defend the positions of Ukraine's armed forces. Meantime, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says Russia will descend into economic, financial, and technological decay while Ukraine is marching towards a European future. Speaking after meeting Zelensky in Kyiv, she met with him after visiting a mass grave in Bukha, a town north of the capital, where Russian forces are accused by Ukraine's allies of carrying out atrocities against civilians. If it's not a war crime, what is a war crime? Von der Leyen asks, saying it is extremely important that all crimes be documented, linked to a probe by the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Our curfew is to start in Ukraine's southern city of Odessa Saturday evening to Monday evening over a missile strike threat from Russia and after the shelling of that train station in Kramatorsk. And civilians in eastern Ukraine are struggling to evacuate after officials tell them they have a last chance to avoid a major Russian offensive expected in the Donbas region. For more on this story and others, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. In Sri Lanka, tens of thousands pour into Colombo in one of the biggest demonstrations the South Asian country has seen in years, demanding the resignation of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa over the island's worsening economic crisis. France prepares for the first round of presidential polls, projected to produce a runoff rematch between President Emmanuel Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen that will be far tighter than their duel 5 years ago. China is battling its biggest spike in coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic, with millions under lockdown, makeshift hospitals being built, and the health system feeling the pressure. Israeli security forces raid the Flashpoint West Bank district of Jenin, killing a Palestinian and wounding others after vowing there would be no limits to curb surging violence. Saudi Arabia announces it will permit 1 million Muslims from inside and outside the country to participate in this year's Hajj, a sharp uptick after pandemic restrictions forced 2 years of drastically pared down pilgrimages. Hong Kong's former number two official John Lee on Saturday formally declared his candidacy for the upcoming leadership election, entering the race for chief executive viewed by many as Beijing's preferred candidate. Lee said at an online news conference that he would stand for the election on May 8th after the Chinese government approved his resignation, which he submitted last week as the city's chief secretary for administration. A British man and French teenager are rescued 3 days after going missing while diving in Malaysia, police say, as hopes fade for finding the body of the man's son who died at sea. India will offer booster doses of COVID-19 vaccines to all adults from Sunday, although free third doses will be limited to frontline workers and those older than 60 who get them at government centers. Moderna said it was recalling nearly 765,000 doses of its COVID-19 vaccine in Europe that were made by its contract manufacturer Rovi after a vial was found contaminated by a foreign body. No safety issues have been identified, Moderna said, about the lots that were distributed in Norway, Poland, Portugal, Spain, and Sweden in January. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.